Hey yo, welcome to Diary of a Sex Therapist. My name is Elizabeth Akunyile and this is my diary you're listening to. My goal here is to be my most spiritual, smart and sexy self. And of course, I'm inviting you on this journey. Today, I'm going to be exploring what it means to show up. Say after me, say show up. Like show up for the tiny things. Show up for the big things. Show up every day. Sometimes things are not working for us. Things are really not working. They're not working the way we want them to work. So early last year, 2021, I had been bootstrapping a lot of things at my business, Lisa Express Consult. And we were in that pivot stage where I knew, see, this is hard. We're going up the mountain now. We've been able to get a solid base and now we need to pivot upward. I knew if we didn't, we were going to just fade. We were going to lose motivation. At the same time, while pivoting, if we do something stupid, we were going to branch into another kind of business or do something. We were in a very delicate space early last year. And I got tired of bootstrapping with resources. I just kept feeling like, see, if I had the resource right now, I would just do boom and pass somewhere. I would be done with this thing. Like, I knew the things I wanted to do, or so I felt. I remember complaining to another counselor like myself. I was like, I don't like this bootstrapping thing. I'm tired, I beg. Like, I was really tired. I was just frustrated generally. Things weren't happening as swiftly as I would have loved them to happen. And somewhere in this discouragement, I noticed I'll come on my website because, I mean, that was the only thing I could probably work on. I will come tweak content on my website. I probably won't have anything to do again for that whole day. I'll go talk to my team, try to fine-tune some things, and then there'll probably not be anything extra to do. On some days, I'm just reading through the entire site because we've been an online business predominantly, especially with the COVID-19 happening. We just decided, you know what, let's not pressure ourselves into that physical space because this would mean more expenses, light and everything. And then we'd have to do all of that sanitizing and cleansing all the time. And that's like a lot of money and a lot of budget we can't afford. And we have to be tested each person coming in, like, let's just stick to our online business format for a couple of months extra, if not another year or so extra. And so in the midst of all these decisions, I would just show up for just a little thing. It didn't make sense at some point. It didn't make sense that all I could do sometimes was just go on social media and post. It didn't make sense that all I could do sometimes was put a WhatsApp post. It didn't make sense sometimes that all I could do was write a blog in my Google Drive. It didn't make sense that all I could do sometimes was write social media content on the drive for my team to take. It didn't make sense sometimes that all I could do was have this big meeting with my team where we are restructuring everything. And that was all we're doing. It didn't make sense. It didn't feel good. If you've ever worked with me on a project, you will know me that I can be a bulldozer. Like when it comes to execution, I love planning. If you see my diaries for planning, my God, you think that's all I do. I love planning. I love thinking through strategies. I'm always looking at the strategy. Where does a loophole or this? But execution, I enjoy execution. I love seeing my paper become reality. So here I was in the midst of this frustration, like, this isn't funny. I'm supposed to be able to do this. I'm supposed to be able to do that. This is not working. It didn't make sense. And I didn't even realize that I was building in those moments. The only thing I knew I was conscious of was I'm not losing this business. Because nothing was wrong with our business technique. Nothing was wrong with our team structure. Nothing was wrong internally. We had looked at it. We had brought in some experts. They had looked at a few things and they are like, oh no, you guys are doing very well. You're doing way better than some other people. You just don't realize it. But I wanted things to speed up. I was getting impatient. Oh, I didn't realize that was impatience at the time. I was just full of zeal. But here was what happened. I think it was about July was when I fell sick. July, August, September. I just got this random message on WhatsApp that someone referred me to you. Can you come speak to some of our teenagers and so on? So I'm like, okay, who referred you, please? She mentioned the person's name. I've never heard that name before. Okay, can I get the person's contact? I opened the contact. I looked at the DP. I don't think I've seen this face before. And they ask, what have you done? What can we see? Blah, blah, blah. And that website we kept working on over and over and over again, they could go there and be like, oh, we like what you do. And this person just paid. Like, we've been having paying clients, but we hadn't hit that kind of figure. It wasn't a lot of money, but it was proof that what we're doing was working. Then we had another client. Then I was in the sales class, and they said we should call our old clients and ask them, why did you choose us? And one of the ladies said, I listened to your office podcast. Someone referred me to you, but I didn't want to come directly to just book a session because I didn't know what you were like. So I went and listened to every podcast you people had published. And your voice was soothing. Excuse me. As at the time she was talking, I had even quit making podcasts. I had to tell the team, our podcast resumes tomorrow. We're resuming our podcast. Those tiny things we're putting out there that didn't look like was bringing results, it was actually generating results. It was. That small thing you're doing is bringing results. You don't have to feel it. It's bringing results. Line upon line, precept upon precept, keep building. Show up for the tiny things. I know you want the big things. I know you have the big plan. Show up for the tiny things. That was about the same period I was listening to Michael Todd's story, where he was saying, after he took over church, God was saying they should buy a camera. He stood in front of church and was saying, God was saying we should buy a camera. It didn't make sense. But they bought a camera and began to upload their messages on YouTube. No major follower or anything. One day, he noticed they were getting hundreds of likes and follows, and they were wondering what happened. And they found out that someone had taken a clip of one of their messages and put it on Twitter, and the clip was trending on Twitter months after they had forgotten they even uploaded that particular message. That small thing you are doing will trend somewhere. It is not unusual that artists, writers, musicians, stuff will write books in their languages or will write songs in their particular country and it will not blow. Then they will hear later that they are celebrities in another country. Their content has gone ahead of them. Don't say, oh, because it's not working, I'm stopping. It's working. You just have to show up. You have to keep showing up. And at about the same period, I was discouraged. A friend who works in the ecosystem, business ecosystems, raising tech startups and the rest of it, came on his status one of those days and he said, anybody can make a furniture of $1,000, but it takes someone who knows what they are doing to make a furniture with $50. What? At first, I was looking at it like people are just looking for cheap labor. Then it dawned on me that the capacity to manage resources was only a proof of expertise. If you don't know how to do it, you can't manage it. You can't manage resources. You will just dump everything inside it. So those moments that are tight, that are forcing you to bootstrap, they are forcing your inner genius to come out. They are forcing your creativity to come out. If someone told me I would have run Lisa Express for another 1 year on the capital we had, I would have said it was a lie. The same period I was feeling like, oh, everybody is doing blah and I can't do blah. One of those days I took a study of people who were huge in my industry. And I began to search their content background. Some of them had been around for as long as 10 years. Some of them had been around for longer. Some of the bigger names, even who people were paying more, did not have the kind of consistency we had. Some of them did not have the kind of digital presence we had. I had listened to some business executives speak. Some of their companies did not have the kind of consistency my team brought. My team members were so good in 2021 that at some point I came to work just because of them. I didn't come to work to make my business work anymore. I was coming to work just because these people were giving their life. That's how it felt. They were giving their life's energy. to see this business work. That at some point I felt like, see, even if I step away, this business will work. So at this point, then I want to make money for these people, not even for the business again. I had different inspirations at different times. But what I'm saying to you is show up. It doesn't feel like it's working. Show up. It doesn't look big enough. Show up. Nobody seems to be doing it. Show up. Everybody seems to be doing it. Show up. Over a period of time, we will tell who is more consistent. Over a period of time, we will tell who loves the job more. Over a period of time, we will be able to track your results. I hope this really helps you. I hope you can take from my diary today and add to yours and decide, I will show up. Even when it's too tiny, I will show up. Have a great week. Of course, I have a lot of useful content for you on my website at www.ministerliza.xyz. And if you have questions, if you have suggestions or anything you want me to talk about, feel free to send me a message on any of my social handles, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Minister Liza. Have a great weekend.